Good morning. Always keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for the angels. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for this congregation. Thanking God for the leaders of this congregation. Thank you, God, for this morning that he'd given us that he didn't have to do. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And he did it. Why? Because he loved us so. Amen. I hope and pray that something said this morning make you a better person for having come. Our lesson is taken from the book of Romans, the 3rd chapter, verses 23. The 3rd chapter of Romans, verses 23. Once again, it's read. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. My title this morning is Guilty Until Proven Innocent. I'm a little hoarse this morning, just a little bit. I think you can hear me. You know, I hope and pray that I could finish this. And, you know, you understand what I'm saying. Romans 3:23 teaches that all people without exception have sinned and fall short of God's glory. This is a universal truth about humanity, meaning everyone has failed to meet God's perfect standard and righteousness and holiness. The verse highlights the need for salvation, as all are in a state of separation from God due to sin. This verse emphasizes that sin is not a matter of personal preference or individual circumstances, but a universal human condition. Falling short of the glory means not living up to God's perfect standards, which is characterized by perfect righteousness, holiness, and knowledge. Romans 3:23 lays the foundation for the subsequent verse, which introduced the concept of justification through grace, received through faith in Jesus Christ. The verse states that there is no distinction when it comes to sin, meaning all people, regardless of their background or action, all are equally in need of God's grace. The verse emphasizes that humanity's universal need for salvation is due to universal reality of sin and the inability to achieve righteousness on our own. But praise be to God, we have an advocate. John 1, 2 and 1 says, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Lamentation 3:58, New Living Translation says, Lord, you are my lawyer. Plead my case, for you have redeemed my life. Jesus has come to our rescue. You know, we live in a world that says that we are innocent until proven guilty. But spiritually, we are guilty until proven innocent. And we have a lawyer to back us up. We have the lawyer. When I say a lawyer, please forgive me. Smack me in my face. We have the lawyer Jesus Christ. You see, the world have many lawyers. Many lawyers. They have lawyers who would lie, cheat, and steal to get you off or get you on. They have lawyers who would charge you for their services. The world have lawyers that has lost many cases before they have won many cases. But our lawyer, Jesus, never lost a case. Amen. Our Lord Jesus, he don't lie, cheat, and steal. Our Lord Jesus didn't charge us one dime. Amen. It was free. It was free to us. But he paid a price, amen, with his blood for us. That's our lawyer. In this world, they say you are innocent until proven guilty. But in the spiritual world, we are guilty until proven innocent. We are sinners from childhood up until the point of death. We have sinned, past tense. We have sinned, present tense. But our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came to our rescue. In Mark 16:16, the Bible says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned or condemned." You want to be saved, you must believe and be baptized. In other words, there's some proof and evidence that we go through in this world to prove that we are guilty, because all have sinned. We all have sinned. It's no man who's walking that have not sinned. Amen. Jesus was born of a woman in the flesh. He lived in the flesh. He was baptized in the flesh. He done what his Father told him to do, be obedient and full and fulfill the will. You see, Jesus Christ, he showed us baptism. He didn't have to be baptized. He done no wrong, but he showed us baptism. He gave us an example. And that example of baptism was to go down in the water, not to be sprinkled, not to be as a baby, you know, because some folks say that, you know, they was baptized as a baby. You see, babies don't, they can't talk. They don't know that they have sinned. They don't know that. Jesus was not, the example that he gave us, he was not baptized as a baby. The Bible said that he was around about 30 years old when he got baptized, according to Luke 3:23. You see, he gave us that example of baptism, you know, of the flesh, because if you're in the flesh, you need to be baptized. Ain't no outside, whatever they, you know, however they say it, you know, you must be baptized. Jesus was born of a woman in the flesh. He lived in the flesh. He was baptized in the flesh. He done what the Father told him to do, be obedient and fulfill his will. Matthew 3:13-15. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to the Jordan unto John to be baptized. But John forbade him, saying, I have need of thee to be baptized, and he cometh unto me. And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for this it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered it, and he was baptized down in the water, not sprinkled, but he went down in the water. Matthew 3:16. He went down in the water and was baptized. We are all guilty until proven innocent. We have some examples of baptism and guilty folks in Acts. In Acts, the second chapter, verses 36 through 38, they were all proven guilty. The Bible says in verse 36, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked to the heart, or cut to the heart with guilt, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. They that believe what Peter said, they were baptized, about 3,000 souls. You see, they were guilty. And they said, they confessed. They said, Peter, what you just told us, we believe. You said this thing about Jesus is the Son of the living God. You say this thing about Jesus that we didn't believe him at first. We believe now. What shall we do? Peter said, repent. And be baptized. And they were. All of them. a whole lot, folks. Amen. In Acts, the ninth chapter, before Paul became, before Saul became Paul. Anyway, I got my own, you know. All this got something to do with being old, right? getting old. One of the two. They say, before the baptism, Paul was known as Saul, a Jew, a Jewish man, a Pharisee. He was a student of the renowned Rabbi Gamaliel, known for his strict adherence to the Jewish law. He was a persecutor of the church. He did it all out of ignorance. That was no excuse. Guilty as charged. And a lot of people are today excusing themselves because they say they didn't know. You see, it's a lot of people who don't know that they don't know that they don't know. Are you with me? And they excuse themselves and said, you know, well, if I didn't know, God's going to excuse me. But the Bible says God called all to repentance. For he winked at ignorance at one time, but he called every man everywhere now to repent. You see. So Paul, even though he was ignorant, you know, like some of y'all people say it, you know, even though he was ignorant, right, he was still guilty. There was no excuse. There was no excuse. Met Jesus on the road to Damascus, believing, and he was baptized, being resurrected into a new life. And Paul changed his life, and he done some good things when he changed. In Acts, the 10th chapter, Cornelius, a Gentile, a centurion of the Italian band. This man was the first, they say he was the first Gentile to be baptized. He was a devout man, one that feared God with all his house, gave much alms to people, and prayed to God always, but still he was guilty and had to be baptized and washed him in his house. Are you with me? So we got some people who would say things like, I don't see, you know, how I'm that bad that I got to be baptized. I got to be saved. Yes, you do. Are you with me? Don't think that you, are you with me? You know, don't have to be, because yes, you do. Are you with me? And I want to say something. You know, a lot of people say it like this, that they were that they were baptized and they want to be baptized again. There ain't no such thing as being baptized again. It's one baptism. Now, if you figure that you wasn't baptized correct, are you with me? Then you are up for the first baptism. Are you with me? There's no another baptism. I just wanted to throw that in. There's no another, because some of us may have done it. Said, you know, I didn't feel like when I was a kid I was baptized and that I want to be done it again. There's no again baptism. Either you was baptized right then, or either you was baptized wrong. Are you with me? So it's only one baptism according to the scripture. I just figure I just throw that in, you know. But Cornelius was a good man, good fellow. I mean, he done some things some Christians wasn't doing. He was praying to God. He was giving. He was doing some great things, but still, he had to be baptized. He had to be baptized because he was guilty. He was guilty. In Acts, the 8th chapter, verses 26 through 38. Turn with me, if you will, to Acts, the 8th chapter. Verses 26 through 38. And we read of another. And the angel of, verse 26, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down to Jerusalem, to Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of Ethiopia, of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of her, of all her treasures, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, for was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join there to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led by a sheep, as he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, whom speakest thou the prophet this, of him or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto to him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, Here is water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? Then Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he was baptized. You see, this man was coming where? From worship. Huh? That's telling me that some who came to worship leave worship the same way. Are you with me? This man left worship not saved, but on his way home, he met Philip, and he was saved. Amen? So we see that. And just because he was at worship doesn't mean that he's saved. Because you know a lot of people said, I went to church today. I go to church every Sunday. Are you with me? Just because you go to church every Sunday don't mean that you are saved. And it doesn't mean that I'm saved. If I go, I didn't believe and was baptized. You see, we're all guilty until proven innocent. Amen? We're all guilty until proven innocent. Acts 19, verses 1 through 5. It says, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed the upper coast to Ephesus and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believe? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Jesus Christ. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were guilty as charged, and they told the truth. You see, some of us, some folks was baptized as a baby, as we stated before. There's no such thing as being baptized, because one of the things that Jesus says, go ye therefore and teach the gospel. What could you teach a baby who don't know your name, who can't talk? Are you with me? What could you teach a baby? You could teach him how to suck a bottle. Are you with me? Jesus didn't say teach them how to suck a bottle. You teach them how to burp. He didn't say teach them how to burp. He said teach them what? What I told you to teach them. A baby can't repent, because a baby don't know if they've done wrong until they get up to the accountable age. They don't know nothing. Are you with me? Like I said, Jesus was around 30 years old, according to Luke 23 and 23. You see, 30 years of age. Are you with me? He wasn't baptized a baby. That was our example. Our example was, when you're accountable, when you recognize what you have done, when you know wrong from right, when you recognize what you have done, then you come and you want to get your life right, and you ought to get your life right. Now, I'm not saying that you try to learn the whole Bible before you get here. Just believe in Jesus. When you look around, it's something that has to tell everybody. There's one who's over all of this. There's somebody did this. Somebody caused those trees to grow. Are you with me? Somebody is holding them stars up in the sky. Somebody is making that sun shine every day. Are you with me? Somebody, you just can't live here and not notice that. Are you with me? That shouldn't be possible. Are you with me? It has to be. So you have to say, you know, I want to know more about this Creator, because somebody did this. My daddy didn't do it. My granddaddy didn't do it. My great granddaddy didn't do it. And I sure enough didn't do it. Well, who did? I need to know. Are you with me? I need to know who did it. I need to know. Ephesians 4:5 says there's one baptism. We get back to that again. One baptism. And if you don't think you was baptized, right, then come to be baptized in the one and only baptism. But we usually say, I was baptized twice. Who are you going to teach that to? A lot of people are going to say, well, you know, I could get baptized twice if I want to. Are you with me? And then a lot of people, they look at baptism like this. Well, I want to be baptized on my birthday. My birthday is May 21st. I'm going to wait till next year, and I'm going to get baptized. You see, wrong idea. Are you with me? Or I'm going to wait till Christmas, you know, on the 25th when they say Jesus was born. I want to be, are you with me? And I'm going to wait to be baptized. It ain't a waiting thing. It's a thing that should be done right now. You don't have to bring a bunch of money. Just bring yourself and belief. Just like Peter said, if you believe, you know, Jesus said you believe. Peter said repent and believe. It's all in the same thing. It's all in the same thing. Because we have to say, yes, I believe. And I want to do it right now. I want to repent. You see? And I want to be baptized right now into that one baptism. You see? Not that baptism that sprinkles, but that baptism that puts you down into burial like Jesus was. Being buried in water, Colossians 2:12. Going down into the water, not sprinkling. Down into the water. Are you with me? Down into the water. Well, you know, I can't do it, you know, so forth and so on, because such and such. I believe that Jesus will save me anyway, because he know my heart is right. I don't want to argue with nobody with that. But I give them this scripture. The secret things belong unto God. Those which is revealed to us belong to us. What God has revealed to us, let's go by that. Are you with me? If God chooses to say save somebody in a different way, we don't know that. What I want to do is just do what is revealed to me. Are you with me? You know, are you with me? You see, I just want to do what's revealed in the book. The secret thing belongs unto him. if he, because you know they look at the man on the cross, right, and said he wasn't baptized, and he went, you know, so forth and so on. But that's between them, Jesus and him. In other words, what God has revealed to us, what he has revealed in the book, let's stick to that. And for some reason, we can't stick to what he revealed. We're always wanting to know what he didn't reveal us. Are you with me? Just like I said before, it's like the dogs and the cats is sticking to the scripts better than we are. Huh? Ain't that something? And we're supposed to be over the dogs and the cats, aren't we? We train them, right? But they're sticking to God's script, better than we are. In closing, Acts the 8th chapter. Acts the 8th chapter. We begin at verse 9. This is very important. This is a very important situation. Acts 8, chapter beginning at verse 9, and I'll be reading through 24. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before in time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great powerful, the great power of God." And to him they had regarded, because that a long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which they were done. Now this man was bad. He was a sorcerer. We call them root folks, root people down south. Are you with me? Y'all call, up here, y'all call them palm readers, so forth and so on, and witchcraft and so forth and so on, right? But he was a sorcerer. But he believed, even though he had a terrible background like that, he believed and was baptized. But look what happened. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Are you with me? Now, he's been baptized already. Are you with me? Now, he got a bad misunderstanding. Are you with me? But I want you to understand, even though he had a bad misunderstanding, he had to repent. Are you with me? But he didn't have to repent and what? Be baptized again. Amen? Did that catch anybody? He didn't have to repent and be baptized again. He just had to repent. He had to repent. Say, give me, then, but Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in the matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." Then Simon said, "Pray ye the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. You see, Simon, he was a sorcerer. He got saved, but then he slipped again. And he had to repent. He was guilty. Are you with me? He was guilty at first, and he became, you know, we call it black backsliding. He slipped again, and he had to repent again. He couldn't just slip and just go on. Are you with me? Peter said, you better, what, repent. Are you with me? You know, these days, you know, a lot of people, you know, I've been noticing, right? Even myself, right? I've been noticing a lot of people when you ask for prayers, it's hardly like nobody comes, right? It's like I don't want nobody to know I sin. Are you with me? The first thing they're going to say, yeah, you know, she's out there again or whatever. You know, don't worry about that. If you need prayer, you are the right place. Are you with me? If you need prayer, you are in the right place right now. Are you with me? If you need prayer, don't be so prideish or whatever that you can't come up and say, I need prayer. Pray for me such and such. Are you with me? The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Are you with me? Come together and pray. Are you with me? But this man, we see that this man, he fell. He fell. And he needed to repent. He needed to repent. And he did. But he didn't have to be baptized again, because he had already been washed in the blood. But he fell. And sometimes we fall. It might look like, you know, I'm all there, but I ain't all there. I need prayer right now. Please, anytime you pray, pray for Brother Patterson. Every time, this, just pray for me. Thank you for having done already. Thank you. And we pray for one another. We pray for one another, and we uplift one another in prayer. Don't forget to pray for the congregation. Don't forget to pray that this congregation grow in spirit and in truth. Are you with me? Let this congregation grow in bodies also, spiritual bodies, not just people, but spiritual bodies. People who when they look out there, they see God's creation, and they wonder, who did it? I want to know him. Are you with me? I want to know who that is. You say, pray. Guilty until proven innocent. That's what we are. We was, and we still are. You see, because, you know, really, we sin every day. And if we say we didn't, we just sinned. We just sinned if we say we didn't. Amen? I hope something that said this morning made you better for having been here. Continue to pray for me as I pray for you. As we pray together that this congregation would grow. Bless you. If you're here and you are not a member of the church, there's some steps that you must take to become members of this church, of God's church, of the church. There's only one, the church. Now, if you want to be a member of a church, you know, I can't help you. But if you want to be a member of the church, you're in the right place, because this is the church, God's church, the church that he died for. According to the scriptures, you must hear God's word. If you're not a member, you must hear God's word. You must believe. Here, you must believe. In this belief, you must repent. You must repent. You must confess. Yes, now I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Yes, I do. You must repent. Confess. You must be baptized in water. In water, go down in water. Some say it don't make no difference, right? When we look at Jesus, it really didn't make no sense for him to be baptized. Are you with me? But guess what? He did it. For that example, for me and you in the flesh. He did it. He went down in that water. He didn't have to, right? I'm a sinner, And I don't want to be baptized. Amen. You must be baptized in water. After that, stay faithful in God's grace. You must come to worship. You must pray. You must commune. You must give. You must teach. You must learn to teach. You must. It's not a thing that, you know, we just come and, you know, have a sit down, you know, and go home. Amen? Now, as I stated before, you have some who can't go out ye therefore no more. Some of us has gotten to the age that we can't go out and knock on doors anymore. Amen? But I say to you, pray for those who can go out and knock on doors. Amen? Pray for those who can. And above all these, you must love. Because if you don't have love, you ain't got nothing going on. When you become a member, you must love. If you are here and you are a member and you are in need of prayer, as we together stand and sing the song that was appointed, you may ask for prayers and not be afraid at this time.